Next item on the agenda is item 18, request for public hearing, pound net leader modification to protect sea turtles and marine mammals. Mr. Gillingham.
Commissioners, this is an item that last came for you in March of this year during a pound net review, and we made some special permit requirements on these two pound net sites located just east of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. And at that time, you indicated you'd like to further explore this issue, but first you wanted to see the Virginia Aquarium and Marine Science Center report on with pound net leaders, where they looked at catch, experimentally looked at the difference in catch between the experimental stringer system and the typical pound net. Plus, you wanted to wait until after the bottlenose dolphin take reduction team had met. Both those events have occurred, and we're now before you requesting a public hearing on this matter. Staff is recommending you advertise to make it mandatory the use of a stringer system as described in the small entity compliance guide and attachment number one to your packet. For any pound net or pound net like gear, including but not limited to stock nets and fike nets, licensed and fished in Virginia waters east of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. Now, one question you need to determine when you advertise this is the length of the mandatory period. Currently above the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, the requirement that's in place is from May 6th through July 15th. That was done for turtles. We know this area in particular, there's great concern for bottlenose dolphin as well, and they're in that area. Well, the stranding information would indicate they're in that area from the May through September time period, and observations indicates they're in that area almost year-round. The recommendation from the take reduction team was to make it mandatory year-round. So when you decide on what to advertise, take that into consideration on your mandatory use, assuming you approve public hearing.
Help me out a little bit. Do I remember that the modified leaders are just as efficient as the leaders that cause problems? Did that come out in the report?
Well, the report was just looking at the catch.
Mr. Bowden just answered the question. He said more so.
And, the report that's attached indicates, yes.
I thought I'd remembered it. It's a thick report, but I thought I remembered it in there. Okay, matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I would move we adopt staff recommendation to advertise establishing a mandatory use of the stringer system on a year-round basis for those stop nets and pound nets and fight nets east of the Bayford Tunnel.
There's a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? Mr. Bowden.
When we granted the two individuals the fish tracks, I said, I thought at that time it was appropriate for us to do it because I've dealt with the reduction team more than I can. and I told them at that time they would be ahead of the game to do it. So we're right where I thought we would be.
And I can tell you it was about a three-day meeting, and over 50% of the focus was on Virginia Pounds.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Lewis. Appreciate it.